Hair look nice. Yeah, appreciate it, man. You know, it's a lot of work to get your hair like this, so you know, I take pride in my hair.
No, coming up against Washington, what do you know about their D-backs? Because you faced them last year.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I watched them. You know, I watched the Cowboys game, man. They did a heck of a job, you know, stopping, you know, just trying to stop everything. They do a lot of blitzing. You know, we've been watching today and yesterday. So they do a lot of blitzing. You know, they like to play off. Some cornerbacks like to get hands on you. So, you know, we feel like we have a plan, you know, to beat that. You know, we feel like we got a great game plan coming in this week.
Do they do a lot of one-on-ones with the receivers because they're bringing the heat so fast?
You know, it's not nothing I need to say, you know, what they're going to do. You know, we just feel like we have a game plan to figure out what they're doing and feel like we can beat it.
Gordo, you're teasing about Teddy giving you those looks and stuff. you know, how do you build off of what happened Sunday for you and just carry that over into Sunday?
It all starts at practice, man. You know, you got to have great practice happens, you know, man. Me and Teddy, we had a good week last week, you know, trying to find me the ball, and, you know, it paid off Sunday. So this week, you know, yesterday and today and Friday, you know, just keep building on from there and just trying to get more balls.
What have you seen from him in those two-minute situations?
Oh, Teddy?
Yeah.
Man, you see it like I see it, man. Teddy, he's a calm person, man. You know, he feel like he's not pressured when he's back in the pocket. You know, he just sit back there, you know, just trying to find open man and just try to hit him, and that's what he do, man. He's good at it.
For you to get the ball, what's more important, having a great working rapport with the quarterback or just having a game plan where they feature you as number one? Which one gets you the ball more?
You know what it is. You know, you got to get good in the quarterback, man. It don't matter how the game plan is with you, you know. You know, some weeks the game plan can be around you, you still don't get the ball. You know, you just got to figure out the thing with your quarterback. And I feel like me and Teddy, we done hit, you know, and we done found each other where we stand. And so there's a hope we can continue to build on from there.
Your ability to create some separation last week and find some holes, is that unique to Tampa? Or what can you carry over week to week now that might be successful?
Oh, man, you know, Coach, you know, Zimmer, you know, he just always tell me, just get open, man. You know, DBs don't like when you put pressure on them, so, you know, just try to beat them with speed, you know, and, you know, just find a way to get open, you know, and Teddy going to find, you know, not just me, all the other receivers, man. Yeah, you know, each week at practice, you know, we've been working our butt off, you know, just trying to get open, just trying to get in that open spot for Teddy.
Anything slowing you down this week? I mean, you obviously got no boot. You're not
on
the injury report, but
nah, it's, man. You know, I feel like nothing should never slow us receivers down. You know, that's our goal, to get open for Teddy, and you know that's what we've been trying to do these last couple of weeks. You know, just show the coaches, you know, we can get open. You know, and that's what we've been doing.
So you expect to be 100% Sunday?
Oh, of course, man. You know, I'll be out there, man. No matter what. You know, it's a big game for us. You know, it's coming. We're gonna be going off a bye week after that, so you know, it's big on us. We need to get this win.
Mentioned some of the kickoff return issues on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see on the film, and how can you guys correct some of the issues that you haven't been able to break some of these off?
Oh, man, it's always just one block. We always one block away, you know, from making a big run or, you know, get a big run someone's holding. So we just gotta minus the little penalties and, you know, the holding and stuff. And, you know, Coach Prevo, he got a great game plan this week. You know, we seen it today in walkthroughs, and we hope we can get, you know, just build off that. You know, just Sunday, we hope we can get a good return or, you know, just get one back. You know, it's been a long time. And so, you know, we owe this to Coach Prevo, and, you know, hope this week is the week.
You had to move a decent amount of yards in a short amount of time to get that tying field goal in the fourth quarter last week. Seems like teams do that pretty regularly throughout the league these days. Is there a certain, like, number of yards or time that in your mind that is always sort of doable to come back from in those situations?
Oh, no, not at all, man. You know, we want to get in great field position as possible, you know, and, you know, we want the touchdown. You know, we want to get in and score, but, you know, fortunately we're getting, you know, Blair did a good job making the field goal. So any chance we get to get down there, you know, in red zone, whatever, we want 7 points. But we know Blair, he's one of the best kickers in the league. We know we get him down there, he's going to get the 3 points.
What's the key to making a good two-minute situation work?
Everybody just got to be on the same path. You know, everybody got to know their role. You got to know the plays and stuff. You know, if one man mess up, feel like it's hurting the whole team. So, you know, we really big on each other in 2 minutes because, you know, 2 minutes, it always comes down to the last minute. So, you know, we all big on each other. So, you know, once we get everybody on the right path, you know, we know we always going to be good.
Thanks, Carl.